first name J-E-S-S-E, last name K-I-S-S-L-E-R, date of birth 05-07-78, date of birth 02-17-25, history of present illness. Patient presents to the clinic today with concerns for ability to drive outside of his known comfort area due to his PTSD and request evaluation. Is currently under treatment from psychologist and non-medication for condition. Next paragraph, medical history, hypertension, diabetes, PTSD. Next paragraph, surgical history, hernia repair. Next is allergies, no known drug allergies. Next is social history. Patient reports occasional ETOH use and smokes tobacco. Next paragraph, physical exam, patient's awake, alert, and oriented, times 3, no acute distress noted, EENT exams within normal limits, neck is supple with no lymphadenopathy, respiratory system and breast sounds clear, abdomen soft and untender, cardiovascular system, regular rate and rhythm, and skin is without rash or lesions. Next paragraph, diagnosis, PTSD plan, due to his current status with work being an extended amount of distance outside of his known comfort area that he can function properly in, it's advised for him to not drive over 25 miles due to a trigger to his extreme PTSD from combat experience or from military experience. It does not affect his work function in any manner based on his job description and duties. However, driving outside of his known comfort area of over 25 miles we cause an extreme increase in his PTSD, affected his abilities, and not recommended at this time. Unknown amount of time for the duration of this, as he's had this extended PTSD since his service in the military. He's under therapy with psychologists at this point, and we'll defer to them as far as recommendations at this time. But it, from my medical opinion, this is a permanent situation. Patient's discharged in stable condition, advised to follow up as needed.